coming out of my comfort zone. Some of the places in my life that's comfortable, God is challenging me. Trust and believe, for to go where I've not gone, I must do what I've not done. So I'm coming out of my comfort zone. Though it may cost me some friends, I'll walk alone. God is challenging me to trust and believe, for to go where I've not gone, I must do what I've not done. No.
God is wrong
to walk into my destiny.
God is challenging me
to go where I've not been.
God is moving,
and for the rest of my life, coming out of my
zone. Oh, I'm being stretched to a place where I've never known. God is challenging me,
so trust and believe, for to go where I'm not gone, I must do what I've not done. Coming out of my comfort zone. I'm being stretched to a place I've never known. God is challenging me. Trust and believe. If you're coming out, lift your hands and give Him praise right now. I said, if you're coming out, lift those hands and bless the name of the Lord. Come on, help me praise Him right now. He's worthy to be glorified. Come on, come on, help me worship Him right now. Coming out. Things that held me bound. Things that had me locked up. I'm stretching. I'm moving. Tell somebody, say, I'm coming out.
seas that are shaken and stirred can be calmed and broken for my regard. Through it all, my eyes are on you. Through it all, it is well. Through it all, my eyes are on you, and it is well. With me, far be it from me to not believe, even when my eyes can't see, and this mountain that's in front of me will be thrown into the midst of the sea. And through it all, my eyes are on you. Through it all.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. We need to start. So while we wait for orders, I feel it's just right that we get on to what we have tonight. I wanted us to be here this morning, this evening, because I had to do voice recording for us this morning to end the prayer. So I wanted it to be that we don't have, I didn't have to use that to communicate with us tonight. And that's why I'm here with you tonight. I'm still expecting more hands. All right, okay. There are more hands here. I can see more hands. Okay. Thank you so much for coming on. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Olatundun, Dami, Lizzie, thank you so much for coming up. T, thank you. Thank you so, so much. Thank you so much, Ife. Thank you. Thank you. Additional. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Arewa. Thank you so much for coming up. So let's start, all right? Let's just start while we are waiting for others to join us, okay? So that that doesn't keep our time, because I have some things I want us to know, I want us to hear, and I want us to, you know, have faith for, all right? These things are very important. And we need it in this time. So tonight I'm going to be talking about prospering in this time. Hallelujah. That's what I want to talk about. Prospering in this time. Now, if you find out that you cannot hear me or anything, let me know immediately on the WhatsApp page. All right? I hope to see it quickly. But let's get into the word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. But before we do that, can we just pray? You know, together in other tongues. Just pray, 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 pray. Come on, go ahead. Talk in the Holy Ghost right now. Rabba Sukra da Gadosha, Lengre di Graba Kradoso Malekra. Bible says, when someone speaks in a tongue, no one understands a word he says, because he's not speaking to people all around. Hallelujah. It talks to God. Whoever it is talks to God, 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 the Almighty Father, the creator of the universe. He talks to the maker of heaven and earth. That's the person he speaks to. So every other person is not a business to whatever he's saying. He's speaking to God. He's speaking to God. He's speaking secret truth. He's speaking intimate things with the Father. He and the Father are speaking. So let's speak to the Father right now. Let's go ahead and talk to the Father. Come on, let's speak out the mysteries. Lema rama supra de caroso, rama supra gadoso maleka, leke te, manda rika da badosum, yo barosa, kayanda da gadosum, igaba kayada da kayenda. Leko so para gadosa, mandali gadosa kira gadiza, o rakabasa makarabatente leke dosh, Makaruso fele kosuto labranega leka ba uzondo legedosh uzondo legedosh arakaba suprenonosa e alabos karamanto enamoso menene nenene oraboso karabokole kadeshon marabasu krende. In the name of Jesus, come on, go ahead and energize yourself in the Holy Ghost tonight. Energize yourself in the Holy Ghost. Obaruso kada basum. When we energize ourselves, we build up faith. We build our faith up. We build our faith up. Lina manoso, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Yes. Praying in the Holy Ghost. So we build ourselves up. Ramasukela gadosha. Come on, go ahead and build yourself tonight. Leno nuso manana kareka. Orabasi predosha. Igaramba kala balaraka. Erodoso mekadoso kira makusha. Rabasupre gadoso malakre nenoza. Lendededededeshi. Araba karaba karaba. Oh, rakiba sukrende regedosha maraba sumprenosa. In the name of Jesus, ale kereke ye kabando rogodoso le kosho manda labasa era da 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 ka ye ka laga da gasa irabo lo 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 ka ya laba kereka irabo sume karaba kenda doso. Kero marakadosa, manda ligadosha kayaraba supredoso, enoroso kayarabaso, enanoso karaba la 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 ke la lo doso, arorororororo, ere marakadosa, eraboso mandorodosha kayagadoso, ingariga diga rogodoso, manda rabaso. In the name of Jesus, araka bakara bakoso balekre usonsodi kayanko rakiba sokola bakusha malagadeza lembranana sutoya o kashiba rakadoso lekuso makarengidoso matalaka laka laka landerebo shigaya regedozo. In the name of Jesus, Makusoto la kadeja rabasumpre neneza na neza ola mama 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 igaleke yegedosa. Come on, I build up myself on the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in the Holy Ghost. Abaruso, I and my father sharing secret truths. So lena nakara gadoso kura basuprahande lambarika. Come on, go ahead and talk in the Holy Ghost. Lambrodoso. Okay, I can see that you can hear me well. Amanoso kayaba kayende regedosha. La kuso so para kadis rakiba kuso manda rabaso paroso. Rabako rabaso pradoso. Reke braso para doso kayenge de dosha. Era ba. Ikabanta labra dosa. In the name of Jesus. Aruso barasa kalisa. Lambrano koso koya labasha. Leko sopranda regedoso kira nanasa. In the name of Jesus. Alo suto. Ala kidei. Aleke keye. Mandoro bosha kaya labasa kaya labante ike sukrondoro boshi prado koriga. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, hallelujah. All right, let's get into the word tonight. If there was any question that came to my heart this evening when I was preparing for us, it was the fact that God says that I should ask you that, have you experienced testimonies in this season? Have you experienced testimonies in this season? Can you think of testimonies? Can you think of things that He has done for you? All right, that has you know, made a significant difference that you can actually say, no, this one is God. All right. Is there something that's, you know, dramatic that has happened in the last few days, all right, in the last few weeks. He says, I should ask you, in the last few months, all right, especially in this lockdown period, he says, I should ask you, that have you seen his hand? Have you seen his mighty hand wrought miracles for you? Or have you seen his mighty hand get you a testimony? Do you have encounters of the fact that God is truly working for me? And can you say of a truth from the scripture that says all things work together for your good? And you can truly see that all things truly are working together for your good. He says, I should ask you tonight. This is important, because if you don't have that testimony, what I'm about to say, you might not understand it. But when you have that testimony, then you can truly say, oh, for sure. Let go of bosa da kadosa. Oh, for sure that I can really hear. I have a testimony. So, Emrex, Pastor Buki, Mama, whatever you like to call me, please go on. All right, so I'm going to go on for the sake of the fact that I know that God is a faithful God. Hallelujah. God is truly a faithful God. So there are things that he's doing, and there are things that he has done where you are concerned. But he's saying something to us tonight. He's saying something to us tonight that we're going to prosper. Woo, glory to God. He says we're going to prosper in this time and in this season. He says that you need to count from this month of June, all right, from this month of June to the end of this year, that you will begin to see prosperity. What he's talking about is that you're going to prosper in your spirit, you're going to prosper in your soul, and you're going to prosper in your body. Say amen, hallelujah. That's what he says, you're going to prosper. So you begin to see prosperity. And then this prosperity comes with you cooperating with the anointing, all right? This prosperity comes with cooperating with the word of God, but that you would not see it. No, it's not true. You're going to see prosperity your way. You're going to see God working for you differently, than maybe that you have not seen before, but you begin to see. Some of us will even sit down and say, hey, is this one God? Hallelujah. That's the kind of testimonies that you will begin to have. Testimonies that even you yourself will be amazed at what God is doing in this time and in this season. That's one of the things that's going to be happening in our generation, in our time, in this season. All right. So lockdown or no lockdown, from this month of June, be expectant, says the Lord. Hallelujah. He says, be expectant. Be expectant. Be expectant of the things that I'm going to unveil for you. Be expectant of the things that I'm going to be doing for you. Be expectant of the things that I'm going to be showing you. Be expectant. Be expectant. Hallelujah. That's what he says. You need to be expectant. You need to open your heart to receive. You need to say, okay, when you're expectant, when you know that something is coming, all right, you would not sit. You will not sit in your bedroom, you know, and just be so lackadaisical there. If you understand what I'm saying, you're gonna get up, come to the sitting room, to the entrance, to the door. You know, you'll be looking at the window like, oh, it's about to come. I'm still waiting. You know, some of us will even leave the house, open the door, go outside, and wait by the entrance. That I'm waiting for this thing. I'm waiting. You know, so that's the heart of expectation. Glory to God. That's the heart that says, I'm expectant. I'm waiting. I receive. Hallelujah. All right. So that's what the Lord wants you to do from this month of June. Be expectant of the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Be expectant of the favor of God. Be expectant. Be expectant. Be expectant of the things that God has aligned, has rearranged for your own sake. Be expectant to walk into the plans and the purpose that are already available for you. Be expectant. Be expectant. Hallelujah. This is so important. It's so important in this season. that your expectation must be at 100%. Glory to God. Don't bring it down to 50. Don't bring it out to 40. Don't even bring it down to 90. Take it up to 100%. Hallelujah. That's what the Lord wants. He wants you expectant of the things that he can do, that you already have read from the scriptures. And that's why when I started, I said that, can you confirm that some of the things in the scriptures, you can actually say that is happening in your life? By that, you are saying that God is faithful. Hallelujah. You are saying God is faithful. God is faithful. Come on, could you speak in other tongues right now with those things that you can remember, that you can say, of a truth, my God has done this. Of a truth, my God is doing this. Of a truth, my God also did that one. Now go ahead and speak in other tongues, thanking him for those glorious things that you already have seen and the ones that your heart is expectant for. Go ahead and just thank him in all the tongues. Lekura bahera bastantele brocha. Oh, we give you praise, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God. You are so good. You are so good. You are so good. Laba kimbara kadosa. Oh, marike bishereko sokondele keya. Oh, marambo robosa. Oh, come on, thank him for those things you have seen already. Thank him for those assurances you have in your spirit that you know of truth, that know my God is faithful. My God is good. Oh, likira bakosa. So thank him for the testimony of last month. Thank you for the testimony of last 2 months. Thank you for the testimony of last week. Thank him, thank him, thank him for those things that are already happening. Oh, that also, your children are not sick. They are well. Come on, give him praise. Hallelujah. That's a testimony in case you're not noticing that. Lina, also mekeruso, that you have food in your home. Oh, you have money to spend. Come on, say thank you. Lekusho makara bakanderebosa. So koloko soton delegedosha. Those are testimonies, ananasa, in this season. Now, but also that somebody remembers you and calls you. Somebody remembers you, does you favor. Somebody remembers you, say something. Oh, come on. You need to thank God for that. Hale karabakendelebosha. Lekuso pragadosa menderebosa. Mando ruso. Maybe good news has come to you this season. Oh, go ahead and thank him. Yeah. Whatever good and perfect thing you are enjoying in this season, you need to thank the Lord for it. Hallelujah. You need to say, Father, I give you praise. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for the testimonies of yesterday. Testimonies of last month. Testimonies of last 2 months. I thank you. Now I need you to know something. Bible says, give thanks in all circumstances, because this is right in Christ Jesus. Meaning in every circumstances, good or bad, there's something to thank God for. Hallelujah. There is still something you can pick out of it and say, this is God. Hallelujah. 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 It could have been bad, but no. I see the hand of God in this place. Glory to God. I see the hand of God in that place. It could have been terrible. See God's hand. See God's hand. It wasn't terrible as what I was thinking. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's how we know we serve a mighty God. That's how we know. Glory to God. Woo! Is anybody rejoicing right now? Hallelujah. Le kusha makira noso. Le brukoso kradoso kade kanenga. Le kumaraba sikala brontoya ragadosha. O maruso kala bakira mama. Ela monso menuroso kela bakara bakasoto. Come on, be grateful in this house. Be grateful. Be grateful. Give God some good praise while you are at it. Le marosha kaya rabasa. Nendoroboso. Oh my God, I'm so excited about the word that we have tonight to look at together. Hallelujah. Now let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 11. Deuteronomy, sorry about that, chapter 11. All right, I want to read from verse... Oh my God, listen to what the Lord is saying to us. All right, the Lord is talking to his children and he's saying to them, that there are things that I did for you. And that's why the Lord asked us to start the way we started. He says, there are things I did for you that some other people don't know about it. But you know. Hallelujah. He says, you know about it. And that's the reason why I'm telling you what I'm about to tell you right now. All right? He says, that's the reason. Because some people don't know what you have been through. Some people don't know what you and I have done together. Some people don't know what God has done for you. Some people don't know the agreement, the prayers, and all of those things that you and God have, you know, enjoyed together. The testimonies that the Lord has brought your path and what you did as a result. Some people don't know it. He says, so no problem, since they don't know. So that means that this word is between you and I. Hallelujah. That's what the word is saying from what we're about to read right now. All right? Are you in chapter 11 already? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. It says, let's take it from verse 8. It says, therefore, because of all those beautiful testimonies we've talked about, therefore, be careful to obey every command I am giving you today. Hallelujah. Meaning, fresh command is coming. One of the things the Lord told me, I shared this with my husband. One of the things the Lord told me, I'm going to share it with the church, possibly on Sunday. But let me share it with you. One of the things the Lord told me in this season is that he's setting a new order. Kalaba kosoko robuso. He says he's setting a new order. And part of the new order is going to be new instructions. New instructions. That's what he says. I'm setting a new order. And part of it to you and I is new instructions. He says I'm setting new events in the life, in the course of our lives. They're going to be new events, things that have not happened before, things that have happened and they are better happening to you. So it's going to be an event. It's going to come and it's going to be beautiful, all right? You know, he says it's going to make new happenings. Halekuso karabasa. New things. And when God talks about new, he's saying that you should forget the former things. Hallelujah. That's what he's saying. He's saying, when I talk about the new things, I'm saying forget the former things. Forget those things that have even if they were good, forget them, because what I'm about to do will beat that times 10. Kalushaba koso kanderebosa. Did I just say that? That must be the Holy Ghost. He says, what I'm going to be doing now is going to beat it. Beat it, hands down. When you look at it and you want to compare it, you won't be able to compare it. Because the distance of the kind of blessings that would keep rushing your way will be different. The kind of favor, the kind of love, the kind of things that you begin to see. Because I'm setting orders into this season for your life and destiny. All right, so let's keep going. It says that, therefore, be careful to obey. I'm reading from NLT, sorry about that. Therefore, be careful to obey every command I am giving to you today, so you may have strength. Listen, it says, so you may have strength to go in and take over the land you are about to enter. Oh my God, did somebody hear that? It says you're going to have enough strength to take over. Now, listen to me. When the Lord speaks to us like this, I said, I'm talking about prospering in this time. You know, when the Lord talks to us like that, he's telling us that where you are, all right, is going to be still after a while. Because you're going to enter a new thing. You're entering a new thing. You're entering something different, something you've never entered before. You're going to enter it. So that's why I said, begin to mark your calendar from today, June, the month of June. Mark it, because you need to be expectant of the fact that I'm entering something. I'm entering something that even me is strange to me, but I'm going to enjoy it. Hallelujah. It's strange to me, but I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to enjoy it. Every part of it, I'm going to enjoy it. So I'm entering a new level. Hallelujah. A new level of prosperity, a new level of opportunity, a new level of answers, a new level of spirituality, a new level of results, a new level, new things are happening. Oh, glory to God, glory to God. It says that you would have enough strength, so you may have enough strength to go in and take over. You are taking over in this season. Hallelujah. You're taking over from the month of June to the end of this year. You are taking over the things that have taken you over. Now you're going to take over. You're going to be in charge. You're going to stand your ground. You're going to put your feet down. You're going to square your shoulders. You are taking over. Glory to God. Glory to God. Whatever has put you down, whatever has made you worried, you're taking over in this season. Glory to God. You're taking over. And God doesn't need your permission. He's going to move you aside and get his job done. Hallelujah. Just don't put doubt out. Just don't put doubt out. All I need you to do is thank God for this word that is coming to you tonight. Because great things are going to follow. Great things are following. Verse 9 says, if you obey, elekoto. He says, if you obey, you would enjoy a long life in the land that you would enter. All right? He says that if you obey, a land flowing with milk and honey. Verse 10 says, for the land you are about to enter and take over is not like the land of the one that you have been in, where you had to be planting and all of that. No. He says you won't have to do so much effort. You won't have to put so much effort into anything because grace will work. Favor will work. When favor comes upon a man, he doesn't need to do nothing. He's just loved and he's favored. He's just loved and he's helped. He's just loved and things are happening. Do you understand? So we don't need your effort in so many ways. We just need you to cooperate. Hey, that's what the Lord is saying. We need you to cooperate. We don't need you to do anything, you know, significant, anything big, anything. And we don't need all that. We just need you to cooperate. He says, rather, the land you would soon take over is a land of hills, of valleys, of plenty of rain. Hallelujah. He says, a land that the Lord your God cares for you. Meku sokoroboto. Cares for you. He watches over it through each season of the year. The Lord is watching over the things that you are going to enter. All right? He's watching over it. He's monitoring it. So as you are entering it, you are not alone. Hey! Oh my God, this is exciting. You enter a new level of grace, a new level of anointing, a new level. Oh, Maruso Korobo Sokoto Labakanta. Come on, talking the Holy Ghost. Say, I enter the plans and purpose of God for my life and destiny. I enter the things that God wants me to enter in this season. I enter the plans designed for my life. I enter the opportunities that have been arranged for me. I enter it. I enter a flourishing life. I enter. Oh, makusho to toto la bandele brasuko. Ekuso kandele bosha. Mandele bruso kira bakuso. Ando rusa. I enter the love that have been arranged for me. I enter. Libo suko to yakadeko. Ambrise bradiso. Oh, Marosa, in this season, every project in your hand will blossom. Ela mukonso kundaragadosa. Everything that you're looking unto God to do for you. In this season, you begin to see manifestations in the name of Jesus. Lekushokora bakanderebosa. In this season, it says, if you carefully obey the commands I am going to give you today. Yes, the Lord wants you to walk in his command. He wants you to walk. Bible says he orders the steps of the righteous. You are the righteous. There's a way to conduct you. You are the righteous. There's a way to live you. You are the righteous. There's a way to dwell you. You are the righteous. There's how to be. There's how to live. So that's what the Lord expects you to do. That's what your part is involved in all that the Lord has prepared for you. Your obedience is key. Your yielding is key. Instructions that he gives you, he expects you to do them. That's how we cooperate. Hallelujah. That's how we cooperate. That's how we cooperate with what the Lord is doing. That's how we cooperate with entering into the next phase of our lives. Otherwise, we would never enter. Or better still, we enter and we mess up the place. But the truth is that there's something the Lord has in store. But there's a way, you know, listen to me. There's a way a queen, you know, behaves. There's a way a king behaves. There's a way royalty is. So you can't just enter anyhow. You have to enter with that, you know, without royalness. Because that's who you are. You are royalty. That's who you are. Whether you like it or not. Because of who your father is. All right. So the truth is that that's how you must be prepared. That's how. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. That's how. He says, but be careful. Do not let your heart be deceived so that you turn away from the Lord and serve and worship other gods. Why? Because where I'm taking you to, it's a place that you so enjoy. Don't forget where you are coming from. Don't forget to serve the Lord your God. Don't forget to put him first in all things. Don't forget to be in love with all the other carnal things and forget spiritual things. Don't forget. No matter where you are, represent the Father. Represent the Father. Represent what God has asked you to do. Represent him. He says, so commit yourself wholeheartedly. Verse 18, to these words of mine. He says, tie them on your neck, on your hand. Bible says here, it says, wear them on your forehead as a reminder. Remind yourself that this is who I am. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am the beloved of the Father. That's who I am. That's who I am. That's who I am. I have been perfected. In redemption, in salvation, I have been perfected in the word. This is who you are, that you have been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. This is who you are, that you are an ambassador of heaven. This is who you are. You remind yourself, who am I? Who am I? You remind yourself. This is key and this is important, that you don't forget where you're coming from because of the riches that you begin to enjoy, or the opportunities that come your way, or the place of the high places that you find yourself. Do not forget. Let me say one thing to you that you must understand. It's not part of my notes, but it just came to my heart right now. Every child of God is sent. Did you hear me? I said every child of God is sent. So that means that everywhere you go, you need to remember that I am sent here. So if you are in a family, you are sent there. If you are in a marriage, you are sent there. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. You are sent. If you are in an organization, you are sent. You are sent. You are a sent agent of the Almighty God. You are sent to better the life of that woman if you are a married man. To better the life of that man if you are a married woman. You are sent to that organization to better that company. You are not there to grumble because you are not treated right. Do your part and let the Lord bless you. You are a sent person. You are an agent of light. That's who you are. That's who you are. So the Lord is saying, remind yourself of who you are. Because everywhere you go, you carry upon yourself the anointing of the Lord. You are an anointed agent. So you are going with the anointing to cause changes. You are going with the anointing to do something great. You are going with the power of God to uphold any disaster. You are going prepared by the Master. So you don't go anyhow. You go well. Thank you, Father. Bible says, teach them. Teach these things to your children. Talk about them when you are at home, talk about them. When you are on the road, meaning listen to God. Let the message of the Father, let it endow you. Let the word of God not be scarce with you. Let it be that everywhere you are craving and yearning for the word of the Lord. Let your Bible not be far. Let the fellowship with the brethren not be far. Let hearing God's word not be far from you. Let speaking in tongues be consistent with you. Let it be. He says, when you are going to bed, when you are getting up, let God be the first thing. Let it be the first thing, 24/7. Come on, church. This is how we prosper. This is how we prosper. He says, write them on the doorpost of your house, on your gates. You know what that means? That's simple. What it simply means is that you can actually just paste. You paste God's word. You write it, you know, on a piece of paper. You put it in the kitchen if you go to the kitchen regularly. You put it in your bedroom, maybe very close to your pillow, so that once you raise your head, you see God's word. Let God's word be popping everywhere. Let it be on your on the mirror in the toilet. So when you go and brush your teeth, you can see God's word. It speaks to you. God's word speaks to you everywhere. So you are guarded by the word of God. You are surrounded by the word of God. You are corrected by the word of God. You are conducted by the word of God. You allow God's word begin to wash every bad thought that might come to your heart as a result of maybe what somebody did or something like that, or an offense that comes to you. You're just surrounded by God's word. And then you let your mouth talk in other tongues. You let your spirit aglow. Let it rise. Let it rise. Building up yourself on your most holy faith on a consistent level. On a consistent level. Oh, thank you, Father. We need to move. We need to move. Oh, my Father, we need to move. I want you to look at Proverbs. Am I looking at it very well? Let's look at Psalms. Let's look at Psalms. Psalms. Psalm 128. Psalm 128. I want you to look at it. Psalm 128, verse 2. What does it say? It says, your reward will be prosperity and happiness and well-being. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It says, your reward will be prosperity. Your reward. I mean, God is rewarding us in this season. It's a good season. You're going to prosper spirit, soul, and body. It says, I wish above all things that you prosper in your spirit, soul, and your body. You will prosper big. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you will not lack happiness. You will not lack happiness. You will not lack, well, you will not lack being in health. Run. Let's go to Psalm 105. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, double Shekaya. 105, verse 37. Look at what he says. Let's look at it. Let's look at it. Let's take it. It says, at last. Hallelujah. He says, at last, God freed all the Hebrews from their slavery and sent them away laden with, he says, he sent them away with silver and gold. Hey! Oh my God. Remember from where we're coming from, that we are entering. It says that when you are entering, you will be entering with silver and gold. He's going to send you in. Remember, you are sent. Don't forget that. You are sent. So you'll be sent with silver and gold. Listen to me. When NYSC begins to conduct its affairs, One of the things he does is that he sends people to different geographical locations. Can you remember that for those of us that have gone seven? All right, I'm laughing. Don't mind me. Okay, so when you get to your deployed place, to your own place of assignment and all, you know. Now, one thing that NYSU does is that because they sent you to Yola, all the things that you need will be supplied in Yola for you. Now, if they sent you to Oyo, all the things you need will be sent to Oyo. If they sent you to Katsina, all the things you need will be sent to Katsina. Listen to me. If they send you to Kano, you now say, ah, I'm not going here. I want to go to Lagos. You know what will happen? NYSC will still send all your resources to Kano. Yes. Because that's where they sent you. Now, what am I bringing out of this? I'm bringing out the fact that where you are sent is where your provision is. Did somebody catch that? Where you are sent is where your provision is. So you need to go to where your provision is. So if the Lord sent you somewhere, let me tell you something. No matter how trying the situation may be, your provision is there. Your provision is in entering that place that God wants you to be. Your provision is being in that place that God wants you to be. Your provision is in the place that you are entering in this new season that we are entering. From this month of June to the end of the year, it's in this season. So your provision is here. Glory to God. Your provision is there. So you need to enter to enjoy the provision. Hallelujah. You need to enter to see the things that God has amassed for you and I. You need to enter. You need to enter that place of promise. You need to enter that place that God expects you to be so that you can meet your provision and not begin to feel that you are lacking. Because if you don't go there, you begin to lack. If you don't enter that place, you begin to wonder why things are not working. But you are not where you ought to be. That's why. When you are where you ought to be, doing the things that the Lord expects you to be doing, or representing Him the way He wants you to represent Him, you will truly enjoy the provision that has been laid up for you. You will. Hallelujah. Now let's move further in the things that the Lord is saying tonight to us. Let's move further in it. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I believe you're getting blessed. I believe you're getting blessed. Thank you, Father. Let's look at Proverbs. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 16. I'm going to take verse 3. And verse 3 says, before you do anything, put your trust totally in God and not in yourself. This is the translation is Passion Translation. It's a beautiful one. It says, before you do anything, put your trust totally in God and not in yourself. Then every plan will make success. Hey, hallelujah. It says, then every plan you make will make success. Every plan. Why? Because you have entered that place. The moment you enter, the moment you are in that place, it says, don't do anything. So before you do anything, you need to talk to the Father. You need to put your trust in the Father. You need to allow the Father, the instructions of the Father. Then every plan, whatever the plan is, you say, that plan will prosper. It will succeed, basically. It says in verse 4, it says, the Lord works everything together to accomplish His purpose. Hey, glory to God. I'm excited about the scriptures we're reading tonight. It says, the Lord works everything. So I pray tonight for you that everything that you are involved in, the Lord works it out to accomplish his own purpose in your life. The Lord works it out to accomplish his own purpose, his own desire. Oh God, you are not alone. You are not on your own. You and the Father are one. You and the Father, you are a sent agent from the Father. So the Father is directly, interested. That's not the word I want to use right now. He is directly responsible for everything that concerns you in this season. He's responsible for the entry. He's responsible for the functionality. He's responsible for the things that you're going to be meeting. He's responsible because you for the provisions you need. He's responsible. The Lord is responsible. He's responsible. Look at verse 7. Verse 7 says, when the Lord is pleased with the decisions you have made, he activates grace to turn enemies into friends. Hey, even your enemies will become friends with you in this season. People that don't like you will do you good. They don't like you, but they begin to hear about you. The Lord begins to put your name in their minds. So they don't have a choice but to reach out to you. They just reach out to you. Whether you know they like you or you don't, or you know they don't like you, the point is that the Lord is supervising this season of your life. Between the month of June and the month of December, I need your faith to be activated. He says that he activates grace. So grace is activated. Help is available for you. All right? Christ is your help. He's available for you. And he turns enemies into friends in this season. Enemies. Now, you don't need to be their friends. All right? But themselves, they will carry themselves that they want to be friends. You focus on the assignment. Focus on the things that your God, your Father is talking to you about. Focus. Focus. The word tonight is that you are going to prosper in this season. You're going to prosper spirit, soul, and body. What is that thing that you need spiritually? The Lord is going to nourish you. He's going to furnish you in this season. In this season, you'll be furnished. Hallelujah. But listen to me. Part of your responsibility, Proverbs 11, I want you to look at it. It's very crucial. Very, very crucial. Part of your responsibility in this season. Because as the Lord blesses you, he expects you to bless also. Proverbs 11 verse 24. Look at it. It says here, generosity brings prosperity. But withholding from charity brings poverty. The fact that the Lord is bringing you into that place, he's bringing you there to be a blessing. He's bringing you into this season to be a blessing. So as you are getting, please be giving. Be a giver in this season. Be a what? A giver. Give. Give resources. Give time. Give help. Give money. Give. Give yourself to be a help to another person. Give your word of encouragement. You need to give out of your own rich bowel. Give. Let your hands stretch. Let your mouth say something positively to somebody. Let the life of somebody be better because of you. Put smile in the face of another person as the Lord blesses you in this new season that you're entering. As the Lord blesses you. As the Lord blesses you. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Let's now go to something that is very peculiar to every one of us tonight. I'd like you to see it. Open your Bibles to John, and then we'll be ending there. Thank you, Father. John chapter 16. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. John chapter 16 says, but when the truth-giving spirit comes, he will unveil the reality of every truth within you. He won't speak on his own, but only what he hears from the Father. and he will reveal, listen, he will reveal prophetically to you what is to come. So as you enter into that season, you will enter blindly. As you enter into this new season that the Lord is bringing you into, I'd like you to know that you would enter and you would have insight on what you are to do, on an idea that the Lord will put in your spirit, on your heart. In this season, your ears need to be opened because the Spirit will be speaking to you. He brings you in for a reason. And when you are in that reason and you do the reason, he's going to lead you with silver and gold. Silver and gold could be different things. What I need you to know is that it is good. Whatever it is must be good. It must be good. It's not only when money comes into your hand that is silver and gold, where the Lord is concerned. Good things, all good things and perfect gifts from heaven, they are silver and gold to you. In this season, I declare that you begin to hear the voice of the Lord. As I've declared tonight, that from this month of June to the month of December is a time of prospering. I declare you will prosper in the name of Jesus. You will prosper in your spirit. You will prosper in your spirit. You will yearn for the things of the spirit more. You will hunger and you will be filled in this season. You will taste and you would enjoy the things that the Lord puts on your tongue. I declare that in this season that your spirit will be empowered, enriched in the name of Jesus. There will be strength in your spirit. You will prosper so much in your spirit. You would hear God expressly. You would know what he's saying per time and per season. You will not miss God's instruction in this season. In the name of Jesus, your spirituality will grow from glory to glory, from strength to strength. The things that you and the Lord are speaking consistently concerning, fellowship will become sweeter than it has ever been. You will miss not talking to the Father. Hallelujah. Every day you will long to talk to the Father. Every day you will learn to fellowship with the Father. Just you and the Father. Just you and the Father. You will prosper spiritually. In the name of Jesus, your soul will prosper. Your soul will prosper in this season. Your soul will prosper in this season. You will receive knowledge. You will receive wisdom. You will know what to do. You will know how to do it. You will receive skills in the name of Jesus. Your soul prosper in this season. Emotionally, you will be stable. Stability comes to you in all that you are involved in. In this season, your soul prospers in the name of Jesus. Your soul prospers. I declare that you have soundness of mind in this season. Soundness of heart in this season. In the name of Jesus, nothing will come to destabilize you. Nothing will come to become an obstacle to you, but the ways will be opened. Your soul is open. Your soul receives in the name of Jesus. I declare where your body is concerned that you prosper in your body. No sickness will come upon you. No plague will come upon you. No disease will stay upon your body. In the name of Jesus, you are well in this season. You are well in this season. I declare that your body flourishes in the name of Jesus. You are fresh and flourishing. You are fat and flourishing in this season. In the name of Jesus, men will come in contact with you and the glory will radiate. The glory radiates in your life. Oh, men will say of the truth that there is something about you different from what they have seen in the past days, in the past months, and in the past weeks. In the name of Jesus, you will glow. You will glow spiritually. You will glow physically in the name of Jesus. You will glow in this season. You will glow. You will glow. You will glow. I declare that you will be furnished in this season. You'll be furnished with finances. You'll be furnished with clothing. You will be furnished. You'll be furnished with every decorative thing that is necessary for your body. I declare you will not lack anything in this season. You will not lack hearing the voice of God. You will not lack hearing the instructions of the Father. You will know what to do per time and per season. You will know how to appear in the palace. You would know, you would know, you would know, you would know in this season how to enter. You would know and you would enter well in the name of Jesus. Come on, talk in the Holy Ghost tonight. Talk in the Holy Ghost tonight. Lekushokayadabasa. Come on, go ahead and declare, I prosper. I prosper spirit, soul, and body. I prosper. I prosper in this season more than I have prospered from the month of January till date. In the name of Jesus, I prosper in wisdom. I prosper. Yielding to the Holy Ghost, I prosper in the things of the Spirit. I prosper. In direction. For all the things that I need direction for, because the Bible says it orders my steps. So my steps are ordered and I follow. Hallelujah. My steps are ordered and I follow in this season. I see the things I have not seen in the month of January. I see the things I did not see in February. I see the opportunities I did not see in March, April, May. I see. My eyes are clearly enlightened in this season. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. They are open. They are flooded with great light. I see victory. I see victory. I walk in victory. I know victory. I talk victory. Just like we read in Deuteronomy chapter 11. Put it everywhere. Remind yourself of what you want. Go ahead and say it with your mouth. When you're waking up and you're sleeping, let it be in your mouth, declaring that I am in a new season of my life. I am in a new season of my life. So I prosper spirit, soul, and body from this month to the month of December. I'm prospering through it. I'm prospering through it. Only good things are permitted to happen to me in this season. In the name of Jesus, only perfect things are permitted to happen to me in this season. Oh, thank you, Father. Lekusokora bosan mandaresa. Come on, Your doors are continually open for favor. Hallelujah. Your doors are continually open for favor. I declare life to all that concerns you. Life, you flourish. You flourish big time. You flourish well. In the name of Jesus, you flourish. You are comforted in this season. You laugh in this season. You dance without music in this season. You shed tears of joy in this season. Hallelujah. You see the amazement from the Lord. You are amazed at the goodness of the Lord. You are amazed at the love that is showered upon you. You are amazed. Oh, barakarabasikele kedosa, mandarabasikayarabosa, brakusha pale kesuko lokoto, rambarabasikele bakandarabosa. I declare that your faith is released from tonight. You begin to see the things the Lord wants you to see. You begin to enjoy the things the Lord wants you to enjoy. You begin to know the things the Lord wants you to know. In the name of Jesus, I speak over your life and destiny. You are preserved. Hallelujah. You are preserved. You are preserved and kept in this season. You are preserved and kept in this season. No evil. Hala katata yekesuko ramando lebroso. No evil. No plague. No evil. No plague. No domestic accident. Elamoso koroboso. No public accident. No accident comes to you. No matter what it is. Worabasha kayarabasa. Only good things are permitted to happen to you. In the name of Jesus, I declare that lekoro nonosa. In this season, you see supernatural help. You receive supernatural help in the name of Jesus. Supernatural, all that happens to you is good. Hey, come on, declare tonight. Declare tonight. We have two more minutes to round off. Come on, you see the goodness of the Lord. You see it in everything you are involved in your marriage, in your workplace, over your children, in your career, in your academics. You begin to see the goodness of God. You see it greatly. You see it greatly. In the name of Jesus, you see it greatly. You make right decision in this season. You make right decision in this season. You make right decision in this season. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father. You are focused in this season. You are focused in this season. In the name of Jesus. You only yearn to hear the voice of the Spirit. In the name of Jesus, you are mission-minded in this season. You are kingdom-minded in this season. You see what God is doing. You are purposeful. In the name of Jesus, I come against destruction. Oh, but also where you are concerned in this season, I declare that anything that will steal your joy, anything that will steal your joy in this season is cast away in the name of Jesus. Oh, your joy is full. Hallelujah. Come on, declare. Your joy is full because you prosper spirit, soul, and body. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's been an awesome time this evening. 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 Declaring, come on, declare. Declare where you are concerned. Declare. Only good things is permitted to happen in this season to you. Only good things, come on. Only good things. Thank you, Father. Oh, excited about the word. Children of God, excited. We are excited about what God is saying, that we prosper in this season. We prosper in all that we should know to do. The Holy Ghost leads us. The knower leads us. He leads us. So we are not without direction. Hallelujah. We are not without direction. We enter. Oh, thank you, Father. We enter the flourishing place. We enter the plans, the purpose that God has in store for us. We enter the things that God has designed for us. We enter it. We enter it. And we come against every other strategy of the enemy. Oh, we come against it as we enter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, give God praise tonight. Give God praise tonight. Give God praise tonight. He's a good God. Give him praise tonight. Give him praise tonight. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Oh, come on, give him praise for the word, every one word that you have heard from me tonight, that you have heard from the Lord tonight. Come on, go ahead and thank him. Thank him for the word. Thank him. I am just a vessel, and I'm excited that I bring this word to you tonight. We prosper in the name of Jesus. We prosper spirit, soul, and body. In the name of Jesus, our young women are getting married. Ha, 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 ha. Woo! Our young men ready to get married are getting married. Hallelujah. Ah, it's a good season, oh. It's a good season. Relationships are kicking up. They are kicking off. Oh, but also bad relationships are going to be forbidden in this season because you need the right person to enter with you. Amen. You need the right person to enter with you in this season. All right? You need the right company. So bad companies are going to be eliminated in this season. All right? Only the things that the Lord has approved will happen to you. Only the things the Lord has approved will happen to you. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. It's been an awesome time. I look forward to having us do more of this. You know, I've been thinking about having us go on Zoom, but most of you don't have the app, or most of you are not connected. I really want to hear your voices when we pray, when I pray with you like this, you know, at night. All right, so we might try it again, all right, but at least this is a good platform, and I know you can all hear me from here. All right, so let's go and prosper. Amen. Let's prosper. I want to hear testimonies. I want to hear testimonies. I want you to bug my phone with testimonies of what God is doing from this month. I want to hear it. I'm expectant, and I know that you will begin to see manifestations. I love you. Thank you. I love you so, so much. Have a great night. Enjoy the rest of the hours of today. All right? So I should see you before Friday again. I should talk to us again before Friday. Come on, read the book. I sent you a book. So make sure you read the book and get blessed. Amen.
So let go my soul and trust in him. The waves and wind still know his name.
Where?
eyes are on you. And through it all, it is well. And through it all, my eyes are on you. And it is well with me. It is well, it is well.